right. Welcome back. Welcome to Module 12. In Module 12, you're going to learn how to program yourself for success. And this can be used for programming yourself for success in conversational hypnosis or programming yourself for success in anything. You know, one thing that I've found gives people the competitive edge in this program beyond any competitive edge that anyone else would have in any other program is the fact that I am a clinical hypnotherapist and I can teach you how to program yourself for success. So why not use me as a resource for that? Why not learn from me how to hypnotize yourself? Now, what I'm going to teach you, you can use on yourself or others, by the way. All right. So it's me, Steve G. Jones, your tour guide through this tour of fun as we learn how to do ultimate conversational hypnosis. Not just conversational hypnosis, but ultimate. What makes it ultimate? Well, that is what you are about to find out. One of the ways in which this course is ultimate, meaning superior to all others, is that I go beneath the surface. I look at you as an iceberg. Only 10% of you is visible. 90% of your potential is under the water, and that's the important part. That's the majority of you. That's your subconscious mind. So let's take some time to program that subconscious mind so that when you're in the moment, you're going to have success. Now, as part of this program, you're going to get recordings that program you. You're going to get my hypnosis recordings that are already pre-designed to program you to have certain abilities. What I want to give to you is the ability to program yourself through self-hypnosis. Self-hypnosis can be very powerful because although I've included as part of this program some bonus recordings which will hypnotize you, you may have a very specific event coming up or a very specific date coming up which needs special attention. Well, a custom recording from me can be very expensive. Why would you want that? You don't need it. What you need to do is program yourself. You can make your own recording and program yourself to be successful in that moment. That way, you have all of the tools of your conversational hypnosis available to you, and you feel confident about using them. You can program yourself to remember everything you're going to need in the moment, and you can program yourself to be confident, and you can program yourself to make sure the interaction goes a certain way. So let's spend some time in this module giving you a brief crash course in self-hypnosis. Now, when I teach self-hypnosis, I teach an online program that takes 8 weeks. People can do it in 8 weeks, or they can do it in as long as a year. I also teach an accelerated weekend program, just 2 days with me, in which you can learn to be a certified clinical hypnotherapist. If you're interested in that, you can visit my main website and check that out. However, if you just want to learn how to do self-hypnosis on yourself and a little bit of hypnosis on other people, well, I'm going to tell you that right now in this module. So you're going to get in a very condensed form all of the information that my students would normally get. You're going to get the abbreviated version because I want to get you up and running as quickly as possible. So let's take a look at how you can hypnotize yourself. Well, if you listen to any of my hypnosis recordings, what you're going to find is that they have 5 distinct parts. And I like to put pauses in my speaking between each of those parts so that you know we're transitioning now into a different part, now we're transitioning into a different part, etc. The 5 parts, and you may want to write this down, the 5 parts of any good hypnosis session, in my opinion, 5 parts are, number 1, the induction. And we'll talk about each of these in detail. The induction, you're inducing hypnosis. Number 2, the deepening. Number 3, the script. Number 4, amnesia. And number 5, trance termination. So let's take a look in detail in this module at how each of these works together to create a cohesive whole to form what we call a hypnosis session. Now, keep in mind, when you do self-hypnosis, it's better if you record it on something and then listen to it. If you're just lying down with your eyes closed, hypnotizing yourself, it's very possible that you'll fall asleep. It's very possible that you'll just check out and go to sleep and wake up later and find out that you didn't really hypnotize yourself at all. You just kind of got to the point where you couldn't stay awake anymore and then you fell asleep. So I don't recommend using that method of just talking to yourself through this. I recommend recording it ahead of time. When you record it ahead of time, then you have the ability to play it back and listen to it. And if you want to fall asleep, that's fine. A lot of people think, oh, if I fall asleep during a hypnosis session, then I'm not going to get the benefit. And that's not true. Your subconscious mind still hears everything that you do. For example, if a mother is sleeping quietly and soundly and hears her baby cry, she will wake up from a sound sleep and she will be able to attend to that baby. Now, why is that? Why does that happen consistently? Because there's a part of you that never sleeps. It's the same thing as if you were in your home and you heard a noise that didn't belong. Your subconscious mind would awaken you so that you could take care of it. So it works for men and women. It doesn't have to be a mother with a baby. It can be anyone in their home at night. Now, some people do sleep like a brick, but we are programmed to have some information delivered to our brain saying, hey, get up, take care of this, something's not right. Now, why is that? If sleep is what we used to think it was, a state in which you're not aware of anything except the dreams and thoughts going on in your head, then how is it that mothers consistently wake up? How is it that people wake up when they hear noises in their home? It's because your ears are constantly monitoring your environment. There's a part of us that's strongly auditory, and that part really comes out when we go to sleep, because that's about all we have that can make the difference between life and death, or getting hurt and being okay. If something happens that needs your attention while you're asleep, you're probably not going to feel it unless it's an earthquake. But if it's someone breaking in, you're not going to feel that on your skin. You can't use your kinesthetic senses. You're not going to see it because your eyes are closed or it's dark. You're going to hear it. If there's going to be a clue, it's going to be an auditory clue. So your ears stay open all the time. You may notice your eyes can close. They have eyelids. Your ears don't have earlids. They can't close. They stay open all the time. Unless you're like me and you sleep with earplugs, of course. But if you don't, your ears are available to monitor your environment, to hear what's going on. And if they hear anything, they're going to alert you and wake you up. Because of that, your brain also has the propensity for recording information. Because all that information is going in, your brain also has the ability, the propensity, whatever you want to call it, it's there. The apparatus is there. Your brain can record what's coming in. So even if you fall asleep, you don't have to worry. The words still go to your subconscious mind. And you may want to keep that in mind. Speaking of conversational hypnosis, what if your lover is asleep and you want to program them? I'm not here to stop you. No one's there to stop you. In fact, it's just you and them and they're sleeping. Hey, take out the trash tomorrow. Hey, be a nicer person. Why not give them some suggestions while they're sleeping? All right, so let's talk about how to do a proper self-hypnosis session. We already know that it's okay if you fall asleep. That's fine. Your brain can still take in and record the information. So we talked about the five parts. Let's look at them in detail. First part is the induction. The induction is how it all starts. You need to make yourself a recording that's going to be a little on the boring side. Some people don't like when I say that hypnosis is boring. Let's just say monotone then. very monotone, very flat. My voice can fluctuate if I want it to. I can talk like this, or I can talk like this. I can have it fluctuate. I can alter the tone of my voice. And if I do that, it's probably going to be a little more interesting for you because I'm varying my voice tone. You see, as a hypnotherapist, sometimes I talk in a monotone voice without meaning to because I've trained myself to do that over 20-plus years of experience. But if I want to, if I consciously pay attention to it, I can vary my voice and make it go all over the place. That's not what you want to do in a hypnosis session. You want to have a monotone voice, smooth voice, robotic voice. It would sound something like this. And practice this with me. Jack and Jill went up the hill. Do you see how I'm speaking in a monotone voice? There's no variation in the level of my voice. It's not getting louder or softer. The tone is also monotonous, monotonous. There's one tone. And I recommend that you choose the lowest tone that you're capable of making comfortably. See, I could have a monotonous voice up here too. But that gets into the other definition of monotonous, which is a negative definition, negative connotation. So we want to have a monotonous voice, one tone, and make that a lower tone. Lower tones tend to be more pleasant, like a lullaby. So use your Barry White voice, as I like to call it. You don't have to sound too deep like this, but you want to make your voice as deep as you can comfortably make it and maintain it at that level. Okay, so before I put you into a trance, let's perk it up a little bit. Practice that, though. Jack and Jill went up the hill. Practice saying it just like this. Say it with me again. Jack and Jill went up the hill. My words are slow. My enunciation is clear. I'm pronouncing every word clearly. I'm enunciating. Every word that I say is clearly that word. There's no chance of you mistaking the word for another word because I mispronounced it. I'm pronouncing my words clearly. I'm enunciating. I'm taking time to say them the right way. The problem sometimes with the subconscious mind is if it hears a word as another word because you mispronounced it, it's going to think that you meant that other word. Your subconscious mind is like a computer. You know the old saying, garbage in, garbage out. If you put garbage into your subconscious mind, you're going to get garbage out of it. Your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference. It doesn't know that you meant to say something else. It just knows what you said. It just knows what it heard. And also keep in mind phonological ambiguity, as we spoke of earlier. That means that two words like nose, the thing on your face, and knows, like knowledge, like he knows a lot about Europe, if those two words sound alike, your subconscious mind sees them as ambiguous. They're interchangeable. They can be switched around. So my advice is avoid words that sound like other words. If words have a sound, and that sound, when pronounced correctly, is the exact sound of another word that you don't mean, then try to eliminate those words. Choose other words. There's always another way to say something. Instead of saying he knows it, he understands it, for example. All right. That leads me to another point. You need to make sure that you're using positive wording. When you're talking to yourself, use positive words. When we get into the script later, we'll look at ideas such as you will be confident when you're talking with someone. That's a positive way to say that. A negative way to say it would be you won't make a mistake. Okay? Saying you won't make a mistake is fine in normal everyday conversation. However, when you're programming your mind, why not use positive wording? There's actually no evidence that I know of that indicates that negative wording will mess up your hypnosis session. However, you hear it all the time. Use positive words. It's just a mindset that I want you to adopt. Get into the habit of using positive words. All right, so let's take a look at the exact components that make up a good induction. Well, the induction should be about 10 minutes long when you record it for yourself. And during the induction, you're just talking in your monotonous voice, and you're involving all of the senses, sight, sound, smell, feeling something on your skin, maybe emotional feelings. You're involving all of the senses that you can think of. So, for example, if you're describing walking on the beach, you would be able to feel the warm, soft sand on the soles of your feet. By the way, avoid any tongue twisters. So if that's a tongue twister for you, warm, soft sand on the soles of your feet, avoid it. You want to use phrases that you can say smoothly. It'll save you in editing. And you want to make sure that you're as descriptive as possible. You can smell the salty sea air. You can feel the sun on your body. You can feel a breeze. You can hear the waves. But you want to make sure that it's not too exciting. In fact, it should be a fairly boring yet beautiful day. You can also use the woods. You feel the leaves crinkling between your toes or under the soles of your feet, on your shoes, however you choose to walk through the forest. And you can smell the evergreens. You can feel that gentle breeze and hear a few birds singing in the distance. You can see the blue sky with a few puffs of white clouds. Spend about 10 minutes just describing what it would look like if you walked around in a relaxing scene, but keep it very boring. That doesn't mean that you have to do boring activities. All I mean by that is, if it's the beach, it's not the day that the Budweiser girls are playing beach volleyball. It's not the day that the shark showed up on the beach. If it's the woods, it's not the day that somebody was running through the woods, running away from someone. No, it's the day on the beach that everything was calm and beautiful, and there were a few birds in the sky. And if there are people, they're relaxing, doing relaxing activities. If it's the woods, perhaps it's just you hiking, walking down by a gentle stream. If there are other people, they are calm as well, and just hiking, perhaps taking pictures of the beautiful trees. So, I say boring, but it is interesting, of course. It's just not super exciting, because in hypnosis, you need to make sure that you are not arousing yourself in any way. And I've had students in the past put together hypnosis sessions and write them down and read them to me in class, and you would be amazed at how exciting it actually was. One person had somebody swimming in a pool peacefully, and then suddenly there was turbulence in the pool and they were struggling to swim. So I always make sure that I explain that you need to make sure that you put yourself in a relaxing situation. So spend 10 minutes describing this, describing the scene, describing what's going on, describing the woods or the beach or the ocean or whatever it is. You can have yourself floating in outer space in a spacesuit if you want. You can have yourself driving down the road if you want. It doesn't really matter. Can have yourself walking in a city if that relaxes you. Different people find different activities relaxing. I find a bike ride in a park relaxing, so that would work well for me. Use something that relaxes you, but not something exciting. That's the induction. 10 minutes of just describing, using all of the senses, describing the day or the night, just describing what's going on. Next is the deepening. Now, I suggest a pause of between 30 and 60 seconds between each of these segments. The reason is that if you hear silence, which is just the absence of sound, it's relaxing. It allows you to relax more on your own. And if you want to put music underneath it, gentle music, go ahead and do that. Depending on your abilities to mix sound, or maybe you can have someone do that or have a professional studio do it. So the next part is the deepening. If you've had someone walk along the beach, perhaps now it's time to have them watch the sunset. And the sun can set slowly. You want to make sure that whatever it is that's happening, it's happening in a 10-unit segment. For example, if the sun is setting, you will say, and now, as the sun sets, I, or you can say you, it doesn't matter, you can say I or you during this, if it's for yourself. And now, as the sun sets, I relax more and more, and the sun will slowly go down as I count from 10 to 1, so that by the time I reach the number 1, the sun will have completely set. 10, the sun is setting lower, 9, lower still, 8, etc. So you have 10 units of the sun setting. The sun is setting to the count of 10. If you're walking in the woods, you might be wondering, well, what are the 10 units going to be if not the sun setting? You can have yourself walk down a hill. Take 10 steps down a hill. 10, relaxing a little more. 9, etc. Make sure that 1 equals being at the bottom. Either the sun has set, you've reached the bottom of the hill, the elevator has reached the bottom, the escalator has reached the bottom. Whatever it is that you're choosing to have go down, it reaches the bottom at the number 1, 10 units, 10 to 1, counting down. At the number 1, it's at the bottom. So make that about 5 minutes long. So you've had an induction, that's about 10 minutes long, and now a deepening, that's about 5 minutes long. Then a 30 to 60 second pause. And by the way, during these pauses, where there's no talking going on, the music should continue if you're using music. Next comes the script after the deepening. The script is the part where all the change happens. If you are trying to get yourself to be more confident in front of other people and use ultimate conversational hypnosis like a black belt, you would say things like that. I, tomorrow at 3 o'clock on my coffee date, will be very relaxed. I will remember everything that I learned in ultimate conversational hypnosis, and I will apply it perfectly. I will be successful in kissing so-and-so, and I will have a fun time, and so will she. So you have programmed yourself for success. The script can be any length you want. I recommend anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. Now, during the script, you're programming yourself. So whatever you want to work on in conversational hypnosis or any other aspect of your life, you're programming yourself during that time. At this point, you should be very relaxed when you're listening to the final recording, so you can speak very directly to yourself. The subconscious mind is literal, so you don't have to dress things up at this point. Remember in the induction, you had to use a lot of description. You had to describe what's going on, describe the scenery and so forth. Well, now you can just get down to business. You can just tell yourself exactly what you want to tell yourself. I am confident. Or you can say you are confident. I am motivated. I will use the anchoring technique perfectly. I will use end log marking perfectly. I will use pacing perfectly. I will be in sync with the person. They will like me. I will like myself. I will fire off my anchor for confidence and humor during the conversation, and I will be confident and funny, and they will enjoy talking with me. You see how you can program yourself. And I don't know the specifics of the situation you'll be in. Perhaps you'll be addressing a crowd. Conversational hypnosis works for that as well, by the way. All of these techniques you're learning can be used for addressing large groups of people. It's up to you. So take the opportunity to program yourself in the script, which is the third part of the hypnosis session. Program yourself for success. The next part is amnesia. Now you may wonder why is amnesia there. You have a 30 to 60 second break where you're not talking at all, and then you're doing amnesia. You're introducing amnesia to yourself. Why in the world would you want yourself to forget all of the good things you've already done? You've already programmed yourself for success. Am I going to wipe it out now? Well, your subconscious mind never forgets. Your subconscious mind stores all of the memories that you've had, and you can retrieve them at any time. What you want to do is interfere with the access that you have to those memories. And what I'm talking about is you're going to put suggestions into your mind. I don't want you to consciously be thinking about the suggestions you put into your mind. While you're in that moment talking to that person, I don't want you to think about the fact that you programmed yourself and said all of these wonderful things to yourself. Because guess what could happen at that point? You could start second-guessing yourself. Oh, I know I said this to myself, but I don't know if that's true. I don't know if I really feel that confident. You don't need to second-guess yourself like that. So amnesia is designed to get you to forget what you said to yourself. Now, amnesia doesn't always wipe out your conscious access to that information, but it's an attempt to scramble your conscious access to it. Don't worry, your subconscious mind still has that information. It still has access to that information. Remember the iceberg. Your subconscious mind is 90% of you. 90% of your mind is your subconscious mind. Only 10% is your conscious mind. Let your subconscious mind do its job without interfering with it. You see, when the conscious mind is dwelling on things, it can undo them. You want to make sure that you're not undoing them, that you're not thinking about how confident you told yourself you are. That's not the goal here. The goal is to put those ideas in your mind and let them do their magic. Let them do their job while you are just focused on being yourself, on being on the date, on delivering the speech, on getting that raise or getting that job, whatever it may be. That's why we use amnesia. All right, let's take a look at transtermination. That's the last part of the hypnosis session. Transtermination just means bringing them back up out of hypnosis. Now that's trance, T-R-A-N-C-E, trance, and the second word is termination. You're terminating the trance. You're ending it, you're bringing them back up. Now that's in a normal hypnosis session that you would do with somebody else. What about when you're making a recording for yourself? You're making a self-hypnosis recording. By the way, I recommend listening to this at night as you go to sleep. What do you want to do at the end of the recording? Do you want to bring yourself back up? I don't recommend that. You can do that if you want to, in which case you would just say, and in just a few moments, I will come back to full awakening consciousness. One, two, three, and you come back awake. But what I recommend is that you just put yourself to sleep. Now, if you want to listen to this before a date or something, you can do that and do your transtermination and bring yourself back up. As you build from one to three, just make it a little louder each time. One, coming up, two, coming up even more, and three, eyes wide open. But if you're listening to this recording at night, which I think is the ideal time to listen to it, the night before you're doing something, preferably a few nights in a row, before you're going to do something, I recommend having the transtermination put you to sleep. The way you do that is by simply saying, and in just a few minutes, I, or you, will drift off into a restful, peaceful, comfortable sleep, and I will wake up in the morning at such and such time, and I will be wide awake, full of energy, and ready for my day. So that's all there is to transtermination. So as you can see, when you make a self-hypnosis session, a five-section session, it's easy. You do the induction, the deepening, the script, amnesia, and transtermination. So I want you to have fun with this and realize that you can use this tool for anything at all, anything you want. Anything you want to accomplish can be accomplished by doing a self-hypnosis session. So I want to now give you some specific scripts that will help you. The script is the middle part of the hypnosis session, and that can be the greatest challenge. Coming up with a script that programs you for success. So let me give to you some scripts, and you can use the transcript of this session to get the actual words, or you can write them down or type them down as I say them if you want to. But the script is the part that carries all the change in it. Whatever you want to change about yourself, you can change with a script. So if your actual goal is to use your conversational hypnosis to find true love, to be relaxed and to find that true love using all of the techniques you've used in conversational hypnosis, well, perhaps you would want to use a script like this. As you relax, drifting and floating peacefully and completely, see and feel yourself becoming more confident, choosing to be and feel attractive, desirable, and irresistible. You find yourself connecting with everyone you meet easily and effortlessly because you are self-confident, self-assured, and secure. You are irresistible. Now imagine the perfect mate. See the qualities you admire reflected in your perfect mate. Their hair, eyes, body, laugh, voice, outlook, philosophy, and interests. See your perfect mate now. And feel how good it feels to be with your perfect mate. Understand that you are open to accepting your perfect mate into your life. You deserve love. You deserve happiness. You deserve to give and receive love. And you understand that you are open to receiving your perfect mate into your life now. Now that's just an example so that you can see how a script is made. You can change that script to say anything you wanted to say. If your goal is to just go out and sleep with someone, you can change it to that. If your goal is to get a job by having a perfect interview, well, you can change it to that. You can see how the script is very powerful and offers a lot of possibilities. All right, how about a script for dating confidence? Got a big date coming up in a few days, or maybe tomorrow, or maybe later on today. Let's just pretend here. Maybe it's true, but just imagine that's the case. You can put together a self-hypnosis recording. You can record it on cassette, or MP3, or CD, or whatever comes out next. It doesn't matter as long as you're recording it on something and playing it back for yourself. So you've done the induction and the deepening, and you understand how to do amnesia and transtermination. But the script can be the challenging part. Usually after I train a hypnotherapist and they are ready to go, when I hear back from them, it's because they need a script. They've got a unique client who walked in the door with a unique situation, and they need to know how to work with that client to create a script that will be powerful for that person. Well, I don't want you to spend your time wondering which script to use for which situation, so I'm going to give you yet another template that you can use. You can use this script in its entirety, or you can modify it. But this is one for dating confidence. Again, this will be in the transcript if you don't want to write it down or type it out. As you continue relaxing deeper, deeper and more deeply relaxed, you realize just what an amazing person you are. Now, I'm not trying to hypnotize you right now, so I'm going to read it in pretty much a normal conversational tone, but understand that you would have a monotone delivery when you do it for yourself. Okay, back to the script. You are a very powerful, wonderful, beautiful, amazing person. And as you relax, thinking about these facts, I would like you now to imagine yourself approaching someone you're interested in dating. Notice how calm and confident you are. And no matter what, you follow through. You approach that person. I am giving you a direct command to approach that person. And as you approach them, you smile. You are relaxed. Your body is relaxed. You are relaxed. Everything about you, the way you look, the way you act, the way you think, all of it is relaxed. When you think of dating, you think of relaxing. And as you approach this person, you begin talking with them easily and effortlessly. You have prepared something to say. Perhaps you compliment part of their clothing or something about their appearance. And perhaps you ask for their phone number, relaxed and at ease at all times. And they respond positively because they sense your confidence. And now I would like you to imagine yourself out on a date with that person. Notice how relaxed you are, how confident. You are certain that everything is going to be just fine. You are calm and relaxed. Calm and relaxed the entire date. I'd like you now to think of a time in your life when you were very confident and sure of yourself. Think about that time now. Imagine yourself there. And this can be anything you want it to be. Perhaps you helped someone and you felt good and confident about yourself. Perhaps you graduated or received some sort of honor. Think now of a time in your life when you felt good and confident and powerful. And make that picture even brighter now in your mind, even brighter. And are there any smells or odors associated with that event? Remember them now and make this picture even more clear. What sounds were associated with it? Remember them all now as if you were there, involving all of your senses in the memory. Make it very clear. Most importantly, I want you to remember the good feeling you had. And now turn that feeling up a few notches. Feel even better, even more confident and powerful, because this is how you will feel every time you approach a dating interest, and every time you are on a date, and every time you talk to a dating interest, whether by email, telephone, or in person. You will remember all of the techniques you have learned. No matter how you communicate with that person, you communicate with strength. So breathe in deeply now, remembering this event during which you felt confident, the event you are recalling, the event you are seeing and reliving. I want you now to make an okay sign with your right hand, touching the tip of your thumb to the tip of your index finger. Make an okay symbol. And every time you need or want confidence in a dating situation, you'll simply make that okay symbol, touching the tip of your thumb on your right hand to the tip of your index finger on your right hand. And you will say the word confident. And this will immediately help you recall the time that you were very confident. That time that you're recalling right now. So relax and remember your secret weapon, the simple okay sign, and that allows you to get in touch with that power, with that confidence, with that strength, with that charisma that you had during that time that you are now remembering. So now see yourself going through the rest of your date relaxed and calm, having a good time, sharing your wonderful, unique sense of humor. You are so relaxed and at ease. You are truly confident at all times, in a dating situation. Okay, so that's the script. I wasn't trying to hypnotize you there, but my monotonous voice could have done so. But you can use that. That's from my dating confidence recording, by the way. That's the script from that, or at least part of the script. Did you notice how I installed an anchor there during hypnosis? I used something I've taught you previously, installing an anchor, and I did it during the hypnosis session. Okay, so it's in that script. So you understand now how you can use your techniques in your waking life and reality, but you can program yourself to be able to use them efficiently during hypnosis. So hypnosis actually becomes your secret weapon, allowing you to use all of your other secret weapons. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that dating confidence script, and you can feel free to use that. You have my permission to do so. That's absolutely fine with me. Would you like one for sales confidence? Remember, you can write a script on anything you want. Just word it positively and speak it clearly. But what about a sales mastery script? I'll keep this brief. My actual sales mastery script on the sales mastery recording is longer than this. But I want you to have these words so that you can work with them. Maybe the words don't fit just right for you. It's rather generic. You can put in information that does apply to you, making it your own. Making your own powerful script. So for sales mastery, I would probably say something like, "And you are so relaxed and at ease, just drifting now. And as you drift and float, I would like you to realize just how confident you are, confident and powerful in every situation. I would like you now, as you relax, to recall a time in your life when you closed a sale easily and effortlessly. Everything just flowed. Realize that you are that person. You have that power to close every sale. You are focused on adding value to the customer's life, and the customer sees that. You are rewarded for adding value to people's lives. And because you add so much value to people's lives, they are happy to give you money. You are a true sales master. Whether interacting with a client or a potential client on the phone or in person or through email or any other way, you are relaxed and confident, and you expect to get the sale, and you get the sale because you expect to get the sale. Your sales are increasing day by day. You are becoming more and more powerful. You are a true sales master." Okay, so that was an example of a sales mastery script. You can make it longer or shorter, but whatever you do, I suggest that you make it yours. Add your information in there. You can call yourself by name. You can say, "I will get the such and such account, the Smith account, tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the board meeting. I will get that account. I will have them sign." Whatever it is you're working on, make it work for you. Maybe you want to make a more generic script that'll work in any situation, something you can listen to the night before. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. Remember, the script is the middle part of the hypnosis session. First, you have the induction, then 30 to 60 seconds of silence, then the deepening, then 30 to 60 seconds of silence. When I say silence, you can have music playing, but your voice is not there. Then you have the script, then 30 to 60 seconds of no voice. Then you have amnesia, then again 30 to 60 seconds of no voice. And then transtermination, where you either bring yourself back up or you tell yourself to go to sleep and wake up in the morning. So I want you to have fun with that, and I want you to enjoy it, and I want you to realize the power that you have with self-hypnosis. So much of who you are has been programmed into you with TV and radio and what people said about you as a child and what you think people think about you. some of which is not even realistic, why not take control of your brain for a change? Why not get in the driver's seat of your brain and drive it yourself? I think what you're going to find is that rather than ending up where other people want you to end up, you end up where you want to end up. So enjoy self-hypnosis and realize what a powerful tool for change it can be. All right, time for a quiz. Now, you've just had what can take people up to a year to learn in less than an hour, because my online course is 8 weeks long, basically going over the material I just presented, but in much greater detail, of course. But you can take 8 weeks or a year to do the program. And when I teach it over the weekend, I teach it in 2 days. But believe me, they're two jam-packed days, lots of information going on. So congratulations. I've given you the essence, what you need to know to be dangerous, to be effective out there, to reprogram yourself, to be unstoppable. And you have received that information. But I want to make sure that you have a good understanding of it. So if you need to go ahead and review the information before the quiz, go ahead and do so. If you're ready, then let's go ahead. What is the main part? Question number one, the main part of a hypnotherapy session. This is where all the action takes place, where all the change is, where all the magic is going to be. What's the main part? And it's in the center of a hypnotherapy session. What's that called? Question number two. About how long should the induction be, time-wise? How long should the induction be? Question number three. When you use amnesia, will that cause someone definitely 100% of the time to forget what you've said? Okay. If you need more time, go ahead and pause and do these. If you're ready to carry on with the answers, let's go for it. Question number one, the main part of a hypnotherapy session where all the magic is, where all the action is, where all the change is taking place, that's called the script. Script. Question number two, what should the length of an induction be? Well, the way I do inductions, which is, by the way, called a relaxation induction, the length should be about 10 minutes, which is not too long. And not too short, just long enough to relax you, but not so long that it's unnecessarily long. Okay, question number three. Will amnesia cause someone to forget everything you've said in the hypnotherapy session? Or, another way of asking this, will it cause you to forget everything that you told yourself in the hypnotherapy session 100% of the time? No, it doesn't always do that. Sometimes you may do amnesia on yourself and still remember it. And that's okay, because amnesia is an attempt to scramble your access to that information, your conscious access. You're making an attempt to scramble your access to that information. So during amnesia, by the way, you would simply tell yourself that you're forgetting the information. Here's the way I like to do amnesia. I like to say something such as, you may choose to forget to remember what you've learned, or remember to forget what you've learned in this session. The choice is yours. That's a technique called the double bind. You can choose to forget to remember or remember to forget. Either way, you're going to forget. So use amnesia. Just stick it in there. I didn't really touch on it at all, how to do it, because it's very simple. It doesn't need to take long at all. One sentence will be fine. But when you do amnesia in a session, just have a little sentence in there that says something like, now you will forget everything I've said during this hypnosis session. Or you can remember to forget or forget to remember. The choice is yours. However you want to say it, just add amnesia in there. And amnesia happens, of course, right before trance termination. When you're telling yourself to forget something, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to forget, but it is an attempt to get your subconscious mind to forget that information. I hope you've enjoyed our tour of self-hypnosis, how to do it, and how to benefit from it. Your homework, of course, your fun work, is to make a recording for yourself. And it can be on anything you want it to be on. It doesn't have to be on dating or sales. It can be on anything. I prefer, of course, for this program, that you make it about something that has to do with conversational hypnosis. How can you enhance your abilities? One easy one that you can make is to just say that you will remember everything in this course and maybe mention some specific techniques that you're going to remember. So go ahead, make your recording, have fun with it, and then I'm going to join you in the next module where we'll have even more fun, learn even more fascinating techniques, things that are going to revolutionize the way that you live your life. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, hoping you have an outstanding day.